So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Another month and another local business community update. Here with the president and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin. Welcome back.
Hey, always great to be here.
It's always great to have you. I learned so much, even off the air, on the air, behind the scenes. In front of people. We have a lot of big things happening here. And today, a subject I'd like to think I could someday be part of, which is, hey, I have a great idea. This could be a big moneymaker. But what do I do now?
Yeah, well, in the world of the entrepreneur, we often refer to the early phase of that as the ideation stage, right? It's right. Somebody's got an idea. It's a software program, or maybe it's some built product that you think could work and have a market. A lot of times what we find is some of the strongest players in that field, by the way, are folks. People are often thinking it's always college dorm rooms and stuff like that. And yeah, that stuff does happen. But really some of the strongest entrepreneurs are the ones who have been out in the business world for a while, maybe 10, 20 years. They've learned a lot about the subject matter on which they want to build a business. And so by the time they're ready to go, they've got a real strong base. So it isn't just the young folks. It isn't just, older folks either. It's everybody in between. And what we like about what we call our Ignite program, that's our entrepreneurship program, is it really has a little bit of something for almost everybody, no matter where you are in that stage. One of the really exciting things, and I think we may have touched on this in a previous session, is what's known as the Techcelerator program. And that is actually a model created by Ben Franklin Technology Partners, strongly represented here in northeastern Pennsylvania by Ken Okrepke, who happens to be housed in one of our incubator buildings. But Ken provides technology support and access to capital for entrepreneurs all over northeastern Pennsylvania. Currently, he's working with the Wyoming Valley Chamber on a Techcelerator program there as well. And what this is it's a partnership that we created using a model that Ben Franklin had used elsewhere in the state, and it's considered an entrepreneurial boot camp. So it's think of it as a curriculum, 10-week program where individual businesses who apply to try to be a part of this, and I'm not going to call it a competition, but there's a review process because we try to keep it manageable to about 8 different businesses for this process. So when you get through that process, as I started to say before, what's kind of neat is there clearly are some people in that group who are going to be just startup. They are idea phase. And others are more mature and they have got something going and they just want to take it to a new level. So it's really cool because in doing that, with the educational components that we put together in there, you get this really cool collegial mix, right? So you have somebody who's just starting and someone who's got some experience, and they share.
Interesting.
So it's not just you're being preached to or you're being lectured to by some educator or somebody that we bring in. It's a collegial interaction. And think about it. This is why this works so well with chambers of commerce, is because through the course of, say, that 10-week period under TechCelerator, and our most recent one is about to, applications for that close next week, August 13. So I'm going to ask anybody who's interested in getting involved in that to check out our website and get your application in, because that's the, begins the process for the next TechCelerator. But think about it. I said it, Chamber of Commerce, right? So we can access someone who has a lawyer who can talk about intellectual property. You need help as a part of that educational process with marketing. We've got marketing people. We've got, you know, finance people. We've got bankers. We've got, you name it. And we can bring all that stuff together through the course of this program. And again, it's based on the Ben Franklin model. We've adapted it for our own purposes. We're partnering in that case with Lackawanna County and the Tech Bridge program. And Lackawanna County has been instrumental on this at the highest level, as has Luzerne County with the Wyoming Valley Chambers program. So they've accessed funds that were available for, you know, American Rescue Plan, ARPA dollars. And so the way the program works is you get into this program, you go 10 weeks. If you complete the process after 10 weeks, then you have the potential to access up to $10,000 from Lackawanna County to be able to start your business. Now, I qualify it. It's not a $10,000 grant to be used whatever way you want. It basically, you get reimbursed for some of your startup costs. So if you have to do a marketing plan or a finance plan, right, and you have to hire someone to help you do that stuff, that's the kind of stuff that qualifies. So it's a really cool program. Like I said, this will be our fourth TechCelerator. We have 23 graduates so far. Most of those graduates are still in business.
Nice.
Very few of them, you know, just folded up shop. But sometimes that's the best thing to do. You and I were talking about this before. Maybe the best thing that can happen is you try out your idea and you get to a point where you realize maybe this is not the right thing for
right.
me. Maybe it's too risky, you know?
But yeah, I hate to lower the bar, but I'm getting this like Shark Tank kind of vibe where you have people with ideas and you have people who know what they're talking about in theory, who give them ideas and help. And if they think they're worthy, they will help move them to the next level.
Yeah.
Much smaller scale, not on TV, of course.
Yeah. Now remember, I mean, Shark Tank essentially is an access to capital, right? So you've developed your idea and you bring it to someone who's the money person. So
this is much more ground level then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's still a component of this. I mean, there's still discussion of how do you access capital, you know, but we're not necessarily putting these folks in front of a panel of investors per se.
And ultimately everyone wins if they do well. Okay. So it's a little different. So it's nothing like a reality show because it's probably very real.
it is absolutely real. And it's fascinating. It really is, just to see and hear the kind of give and take that I think brings a lot of value. You know, it isn't interesting. We're living in a society now where, you know, so many things have moved to virtual components. Yeah. So you work at, you know, remotely and you're not necessarily interacting directly with people. Well, the way we set up our Ignite program and our facilities, one in Scranton, one in Jessup, and soon to be a renovated one in Carbondale, we have a lot of open space. We want people to come in person. We want people to gather around a coffee pot and, you know, who are doing different jobs and different programs and get to know each other. It's that, I call it that collegial interaction that can bring such additional value. So it's not that we don't recognize that there's remote value in certain remote aspects of business, but there's nothing like coming together and talking and sharing ideas. And that's one of the hearts of this program.
I think ideas and creativity go hand in hand, and you start talking about some creative ventures. At least that's where my brain goes. Some of the best ideas just come from conversation, not just I sit down and I do a formula that gets me my big idea. It's not like that. It's usually this person talks with them. When you talk about, by the way, the collegial aspect, and you mentioned it's not just young people like in the college dorm, almost like the Zuckerberg effect.
Right.
They come up with the next big thing, and you have people who have been successful for many years and just have an idea. But them working together could be amazing.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Absolutely.
It really can, because you have people who learn from their own mistakes and go, oh, after all these years, I finally realized what people need and want. But how do I get it out there? Someone goes, hi, I'm young and I I see the world completely differently. That's really interesting. Hey, yeah. Make that all work. Not that age is important. I said young, but like I see the world
experience.
Differently.
That's right. Just experienced in life and business.
Yeah.
The great point you make that, you know, different ideas spring from these things. So while this is our fourth Techcelerator using the Ben Franklin model, one of the things we started bouncing around is, and I think I've mentioned this in a previous session. So we're currently working with an organization called the Carbondale Technology Transfer Center, which is a business incubator up in Carbondale. The longest tenured operation of a business incubator in all of northeastern Pennsylvania, well over 30 years old. But what's also unique about them, though, is it's not necessarily the same kind of thing that we're doing at Tech Ridge or at the Scranton Enterprise Center, which tend to be what I refer to as back office type operations. So you may be working in technology, or you may be working on healthcare issues, you may be working on building a product, but for the most part, it's small office operations. The difference with Carbondale, though, is it's a light industrial incubator with a commercial food kitchen.
Oh, interesting.
So very, very different kinds of stuff. So think about that. Now you're talking about wholly different types of enterprises. And so as we were sitting around talking about this and how we wanted to help strengthen the program, someone came up with the idea of saying, well, why don't we do a Techcelerator program that is just for people who are in the food service business, who want to start their own, you know, sell their, bake their product or make their product, their food product. And so that spurred on an idea with the University of Scranton Small Business Development Center, because they have capacity. They're really strong in that area. They deal with a lot of these startup food businesses. So we decided we would create what we call Food Accelerator, right? So we stole a lot from the Tech Accelerator concept.
Okay.
So it is going to be an entrepreneurial boot camp for people in the food industry. And basically, we're going to start, we just extended the application process to September 8th. It is for for-profit licensed food businesses, not food trucks. Lackawanna County is supporting this as well, and they've felt that they didn't want to be supporting development of food trucks.
Okay.
But for various reasons. But it's for companies that are already in business, right? So they're licensed already with $15,000 or less in net income. Program itself will start on October 1st, a little bit different than the Techcelerator. I think this is going to be 7 to 8 sessions, but then there are going to be other access to other things like coming to the Carbondale Technology Transfer Center and seeing what a commercial kitchen looks like, and probably meeting up with some other individuals or educational resources that can support development of the food industry. But again, the same thing applies here, is that if you go through the program and you're successfully completing it, you can access up to $10,000 to help start your business.
Oh, wow.
So we've got Techcelerator and Food Accelerator at the same time. And when you combine those with our existing Ignite program, which are businesses that have applied to be a part of our entrepreneurial program, or physically located in our Scranton and Jessup buildings, you'll have, cheapers, we have 23 graduates already from TechCeller. We have over 20 clients in the Ignite program. With these two programs combined, we expect to add another 16 startup businesses. So you can see that in Lackawanna County alone, entrepreneurship is alive and it's flourishing. And we're proud to have been able to work with these key partners, the county, Small Business Development Center, Ben Franklin, Tech Bridge, and some others, to bring these resources to the community.
That's cool. I'm guessing there's highs and lows for, you know, the times when there's fewer opportunities like this. What is it about now that has people going, I want to do something with this, my idea?
That's a great question. I think some of it is a little bit COVID related, okay, where people are spending more time, you know, isolated, and maybe more time to think about the, you know, I don't want to work for this company anymore. I want to work on my own. So I think it's kind of planted a seed in some people. But mostly, I just think it's always been there. And people are just finding that the resources that we have in the business world and through technology are opening doors for somebody who otherwise would have years ago said, well, this is just too complicated or too expensive. But now it can be done a little bit less expensively and maybe a little, you know, smoother because of the availability of technology and things like AI and other resources that can really move a business forward.
It doesn't take the fear away from taking on a venture like this, but it's a kind of like, yeah, you're still walking the tightrope, but we are the safety net underneath.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way of putting it. And, you know, I'm going to say we're, you know, holding their hand as they walk through this process. And, you know, the best thing that happens is, and we've had multiple examples of this, is somebody comes up with an idea, they, you know, maybe through TechCelerator, and then they decide they want to join the Ignite program because they want to do it a little more detailed and take their time and work with the other resources available there. And then next thing you know, they're accelerating, and in many cases they have exit strategies. Not everybody does.
Right.
Some people want to build the business and maintain the business for themselves and for their families. And others have in mind, let's see if I can, you know, bring this to the point where someone wants to buy it. And we've had multiple examples of that. People have done very, very, very well. So, you know, I don't know. I think people just see more of it anymore, don't they? I mean, you see it on television, you hear about it. You know, you dream, I want to be, you know, the next billionaire who came up with a better mousetrap. I like to think it's a little more grounded than that.
I recently caught a mouse, if we're talking about this. I'll tell you, we really need that better trap. One of them got it quick, and the other was like, help me, and I don't know what to do in that situation. And is that too graphic and scary? Who's going to make that? I mean, you didn't mean it literally, but that just happened.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing up that.
Well, I'm old school saying build a better mousetrap, right?
I know. I'm just messing around. That really happened, but it was horrifying. But still, I get your point. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's all over northeastern Pennsylvania. It isn't just Lackawanna County. We're really, you know, we got great folks in Wilkes-Barre and in Hazleton and Honesdale and other areas across northeastern Pennsylvania. There are places where you can go. And I encourage anybody to, if you want to find out about it, reach out to your local Chamber of Commerce. That can be a conduit to either programs that they're running or they know where to put you or put you in touch with.
Nice. This has been very informative. I have 1,000 ideas right now, but I realize I have to sign up if I want to present them officially. I don't know if I'm quite there yet, but we do this every month, first Tuesday of every month, the local business community update, and click follow or like or whatever it is, whatever you listen to your podcasts is, that way it gets downloaded. You don't have to worry about finding it. Someone asked me, like, oh, I listen to one. How do I get more of it? Just click follow, and then it just gets downloaded automatically once a month. That's not a lot to ask for. Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, I honestly really do appreciate the platform that you and Odyssey and WILK offer us as the representatives of the business community. We'll talk about some of these things in a particularly longer form.
So. Yeah, I like it. I learn a little bit, not everything, because it's for every one thing I grab, I feel like there's 10 more, and that challenges me. Like, it's not that they're hard to, I'm just saying I'm not quite there yet, but I loved these conversations because I learned from them. So, and I think others are like that too.
I hope so. That's what we're all about. We're trying to get people to, you know, to connect and to help them grow their businesses and make their lives even better.
Sounds good. We'll do this again next month. Bob Durkin, the president, CEO, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. This has been the Local Business Community Update.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.